Nicholas Hodges played Schoenberg's two last pieces for piano, Opus 33A and Opus 33B. And now to John Cage himself. His solo for piano of 1957-8. It's the solo piano part from the Concert for Piano and Orchestra that was premiered at the climax of a huge Cage retrospective in New York's Town Hall in May 1958. It was one of those occasions. Everyone was there. Composers, painters, dancers, dealers, but they weren't there just to applaud. As the evening wore on, so did boos and catcalls appear. One old painter said nostalgically, "It was just like at the premiere of The Rite of Spring in Paris in 1913. Cage himself told the press, "I like all comments, favorable and unfavorable." So, what was all the fuss about? The Concert for Piano and Orchestra consists of 63 individual pages, which contain 84 different forms of notation, none of them in conventional format. Cage was heavily into Eastern philosophy by now and influenced by the Chinese Book of Changes, the I Ching. He began to use chant procedures in composing his music. Cage's Indian teachers came into play too, inviting him to imitate nature in her manner of operation, reveling in her sheer abundance and absence of structure. As Cage said, "The only thing I was being consistent to in this piece was that I did not need to be consistent." And the critics didn't like it. Cage gives the performer complete freedom of choice in deciding what notations should be played, when and in what order. As a result, each performance of the concert, the piano and orchestra piece, is different from the others. And like many of Cage's works, it includes many flexibilities for performance, such as allowing the solo part to be played without the orchestral accompaniment, as on this occasion. Well, various things have been moved into position on the performing platform, including a toy piano and a large spring from a motor car. And various things will happen in the course of the performance, including, I think, Nicholas standing up and moving around the piano and doing various things. There may even be a moment of silence. So the person faced with the challenge and responsibility of Cage's solo for piano tonight is Nicholas Hodges.